Welcome back to another episode of Vibe With Me. Today I got a guest with me. His name is Mike. He's from the Hangout Podcast. What's going on, Mike?
How's it going, Rashad? Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you. So, first off, tell me what your podcast is all about.
Okay, so what I did is I teamed up with a couple of local comedians in my area here in Toronto.
Okay.
They're buddies of mine, but they happen to both also do comedy. They're in their first few years as well. That's something I always thought I might wanted to get into, so I thought, why not just get a show going and host a show? But I purposely wanted to make it a bit edgy. So, like in this day and age when everyone's kind of sensitive and like overly politically correct and stuff like that, I feel like that's getting lost in comedy. I understand in day-to-day life, of course, right? You've got to be, you know, be a good person, be nice to people, things like that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to comedy, I don't think there should be rules, especially because it's understood that it's jokes. There's no, like, hate behind it. There's no, you know, bad intention.
Yeah.
So we purposely kind of have that dynamic, and that's how our group kind of is anyways. We're, like, always making fun of each other. This is not like nobody gets upset. So I wanted to like bring that dynamic to the thing. So kind of in our format, we do a few things where we find some like some weird news stories from around the world. We talk about those things, like throw in jokes whenever we can. We tackle some relationship topics, whatever we, you know, things that could come up in our real lives or things that we know are common that a lot of people are dealing with or have dealt with. So we tackle those, especially with like the lack of experience some of us have in those areas. So it's, you know, try to keep it funnier and we throw insults along the way. And I have guests on there too that are maybe to try to help promote locally as well. And sometimes they have stories from when they were on the road, like crazy things happen when they're traveling. So I usually get them to tell a story. But the main theme is, I want to show that it's still okay to say whatever you want in joke form, and everyone's still okay. You know, no need to be overly sensitive. We can still have fun with it. So that's kind of the purpose, my goal.
Okay. That sounds cool. So how long have y'all been together?
Okay, so if you count the COVID year, it's been over 2 years now. We got a good 30 episodes in. We were doing it weekly.
Okay.
But then we went to serious lockdown here, so we couldn't visit each other to do it. At the time, I hadn't figured out how to do it remotely. People got busy. Some people working, some people not. Like, all these things going on, you know, like, everyone's life is upside down.
Yeah.
With the whole COVID and everything. So, it's been a while since we've done an episode, but I've still been like stockpiling ideas and coming up with new stuff. And we're hopefully going to get recording soon. But there's quite a bit of content on there so far. So it's been a couple years.
That's cool. Another thing I want to know is if you could say where you want your podcast to go, where would be the goal for y'all?
So I would love if we could bring it to like a satellite radio where you're allowed to say things and swear and like a morning show or something like that. That would be cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool too.
I also have, I want to kind of convert it, but I'm going to change it a little. This is still like ideas in the works here. The same dynamic in terms of like the same three guys, we can still have a guest, but I want to put a live show together.
Okay.
So obviously when things open up again and people are allowed to go to bars and have a good time, you know, have some drinks and some food, like we used to. So I want to kind of have the same dynamic where it's say whatever, do whatever, but I want to change the format just because it will be live, so there needs to be more visuals. So I've been throwing around some ideas like that. So either one of those would be like ideal, or both. I mean, fine with both even, right? Because the reason why we can't do live shows while on the radio if those opportunities came up.
Yeah, I feel like, I also feel the same way. I feel like that once you start podcasting, get your name out there, your brand is building, and you get put in those right circles, there's no telling where you might end. Y'all might end up doing, they could make a movie. Y'all might end up getting a manager.
Sure. You know, anything's possible, right? And there's doors that might open that I don't even know about.
Yeah.
You know, those are always options too. So, like, I'm really open to anything. The main thing is I'm doing it because it's fun.
Yeah.
I feel like if you start doing things for that reason, because you enjoy it, even if nothing happens, you're still going to have a good time doing it. It takes the pressure off. And it tends to be less frustrating if it doesn't go anywhere, I find. Because at the end of the day, you're just having fun. And if it goes somewhere, even better, right? Now you're doing something you should really enjoy for money.
Yeah, and that's how I feel about it, too. Like, I love making content, but I also love talking to people. So I can make a conversation out of anything. And when you have these random thoughts, man, you never know where the conversation might lead. So
exactly. And people, they're pretty willing to open up, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have something to talk to. Like in your case, with your show, you get talking to people, you just want to get to know people. Like anyone listening can relate to whatever your guest or yourself might be talking about. You can help people along the way, right?
Yeah.
Feel better that day, like mission accomplished for you, you know? So again, like, it's really endless possibilities in terms of the reach you could have.
Yeah.
The effect.
And that's the goal, man. Just, you know, for me it is, you know, just reaching a lot of people, touching a lot of hearts, definitely motivating.
Right. Because if you're feeling or thinking something, there's a lot of people in the same boat, right?
Yeah.
They're just not saying it, or they don't have anywhere to say it. So then they come across like you, or maybe they want a good laugh, you know, and they want to take the sensors off so they come to my show. Like, who knows, right?
Yeah, there's
so many options for people out there.
Yeah, I feel like every podcast is for a different group of people, you know.
Definitely.
Your podcast may not be for everybody's, mine might not be either, but
definitely
somebody's gonna like it.
There's no way mine is for everybody. Not the way things are these days.
Yeah.
But it might not even be like, it might not be for you today.
That's true. That's true.
But tomorrow you got a different feeling, or next year, you know, you go through things in your life and now your view starts changing and you start liking different things. Like, that happens too. You know, one thing I really realized, the more I, you know, try to come up with new content or try to be funny myself, or, you know, get to know these comedians, like, performers, comedians, they really tend to be broken people. So they really have stories.
Yeah, they do.
They've really been through stuff or are currently going through stuff, you know, and it really comes from there. Honestly, like, I feel I got funnier and more creative after going through stuff in my own life. I always had that there, but, you know, things happen. Things got really bad for a while years back, and since then, it's been totally different.
Oh,
so, like, everyone has that story to share, like you said.
Yeah, I always say, not only is laughter, you know, the key to your soul, but I also say that laughter is healing. A lot of people don't realize, man, your day could be torn upside down. But sometimes, before them couple of seconds that somebody making you laugh, you forgot about all that.
100%. Yep.
You're in such a better place.
Yeah, especially if the thing you're laughing at, you can relate to.
Yeah.
You know, like, if someone's telling jokes about a situation that you are going through or have gone through, you're going to laugh that much harder because it really hits you, right?
Yeah, you definitely feeling that.
You know? Yeah, like, if you look at all the material, I mean, everyone has their own way of bringing it out, but tons of relationship, divorce stuff, crappy jobs, like, everyone has had that at some point, right?
Yeah.
They just find their own way to convey it and make it fun, which is the hardest part.
So, what's your hobbies, man? What you like to do?
This might be opposite of everything we just talked about, but I'm actually a huge athlete.
Oh, what's your sport? So, what's your sport of choice?
Well, my main one that I played high level at since I was 5 years old, has been soccer.
Okay.
Growing up in Canada, you play a lot of hockey too. But for me, hockey was always just for fun. Soccer was my more serious one. So, I mean, I play everything for fun. And growing up, also the basketball team, the volleyball team, you name it, right? So aside from like listening to comedy and stuff like that, it's been all like sports, working out. My day job right now is a trainer, so I'm always around that world, which is another reason why I wanted to get into the other hobbies with the comedy, and voice acting is another hobby that I'm trying to turn into an income.
Yeah.
You know, to change the scenery, so I'm not always around like the gym and sports. I feel like it's good to expand.
So, speaking on the voice acting, like, what type of jobs have you had with the voice acting? Like, what type of roles have they gave you?
Okay, so, I'm more on the new side. I'm considered new in that world. So, right now, it's all about, training, getting skills, you know? I worked with a coach. I have another coach I'm starting with in June for different things. Get my demos in order. But in the meantime, I've done some more internal jobs. So maybe something quick for a local radio station or internal company module. You know, like, I don't know if you ever had a job where you have to do, like, modules on the computer.
Yeah.
You know, like a WSIV. Maybe you guys don't have that there. It's like workplace insurance safety stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Just, like, I'd be the voice on videos like that. Their answering machines, maybe a quick couple lines on their website. Jobs like that for now. But my main goal is to get into commercials and promos and that type of stuff, because that's when you start getting into having an agent. The agent sends you to jobs that are a bigger deal, bigger pay, bigger exposure.
Now,
I'm just putting in my reps, so to speak.
Now, how did you get into that?
Okay, so, you know, if I think back, it's always kind of been in the back of my mind. Like, I thought it would always be cool to do something like that in the acting world. But I had a public speaking issue. I was always too nervous, like stage fright, if you want to call it that. So what I decided to do was try to face that fear. So what I started doing was a little bit of acting, just to, like, get exposed, be on camera, see what the set looks like, see how they do things, just learn, right?
Uh-huh.
Meet new people, just get out of my comfort zone a little. From there, I ended up getting a couple of auditions, which are super scary, especially your first couple, right? You're nervous, like, I don't have the acting skills, I don't know. I just wanted to do it for the experience, right?
Yeah.
But then I thought, you know what? I'm starting to do this. Why don't I explore what I've always had in the back of my mind, which is the voice acting. Not only is it a little bit, I don't want to say easier, that's the wrong word. It's off camera, let's say. So I don't have to memorize the script or anything. I can just read it, right? But it just seemed like so much more fun to me than being on a stage in a theater or whatever. Like, that's super hard. But for me, I'm just more drawn to, like, the mic. So I started looking around, contacted a coach, started working with him, and it just snowballed from there.
Oh, that's what's up, man. And the reason why I'm interested in that is because that's something that I was thinking about doing. And wouldn't mind doing it if the opportunity came my way, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Anyone can do it. You know, I'll tell you this. Anytime it comes up, like if I'm talking to people and I say, yeah, I do voice acting, or like maybe they're at my house and they see my equipment, right? And they're like, what's that for? Oh, I do some voice acting. Every single person, the same line comes out of their mouth and it's, oh, I always thought about doing that. Like, yeah, of course. Maybe, but the next step is doing it, right? I don't think they know what's involved.
Putting that foot forward.
Right. So, like, they want to do it. It sounds cool. Of course. If you see the guy making a living off of it, which I am not right now, but, I mean, I'll get there because I'm not going to stop until I do. You can't fail if you just keep going, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, But it is all about a lot of training, a lot of practice at first, you know, negative in the dollar department, because you got to invest in training and equipment and all this stuff. And it's years before you make your money back. So if you're not willing to put in that time and money, you know?
Yeah, especially before you get your big break, you know?
Yeah, like then how dedicated are you really? But, you know, if you look at anything, it's like that. Like, you know how many hours I put into soccer and coaching and practicing by myself on a field, or, you know, a drummer or a singer, how much practice they do in like their basement or whatever before they actually hit the stage. No one sees all that work, right?
Yeah,
they just say, oh, look at that, $10 million to do one show. You know, like, yeah, but they didn't sleep for like 10 years because before that.
and that's the thing that I wish people would really take into consideration is the grind. A lot of people don't realize before you shine, that grind is hard. And a lot of people don't know that you didn't have sleepless nights. You didn't went without eating good meals for a long time. You sacrificed a whole lot.
Exactly.
To get to where you needed to go.
Free at first sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, to learn. Like even in the fitness industry, I volunteered first to learn from the guys who know what they're doing when I was really young in the world. Now people are asking me if they can, you know, hang around me for free to learn. So, like, and they pass it down. I feel like if you get somewhere, it's your responsibility to pass it down, you know?
Yeah, pass the torch.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to make it, you should definitely help the next ones that want to come up.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of people fall short, too. You know, a lot of people don't give back to their surroundings that help them get in position.
Right. And, you know, I feel like the really high-level people who are, like, the best at whatever they do are really big on that. Giving back, helping everyone behind them.
Yeah.
Because they realize, they know the work they put in, but they realize how lucky they are to be in that spot. So I feel like they're the really nicest people. Of course, there'll be exceptions. You might run into that one asshole or whatever.
Yeah.
But the people that really worked their way up, earned it, and achieved a high level of something, of success, I think they're, everyone I've met that even has remotely most of the success or whatever, even if it's just business, like they have a successful company, they're always really nice. You know, they know what it takes to get there. They know they're lucky. Like, they worked hard, but luck was part of it too, right? Or blessed, or whatever word you want to use. So, but I can only control me, so when I make it, I will help the next person.
Yeah, that's what it's about, man. You know, just not only having a legacy, but leaving one as well.
Sure. And you know, I'm really big on, like, being real with people. You know, like, telling them, like, it's not going to be easy. You will have to work, but it's possible, you know? You do them no service by just saying, yeah, go do it, you'll make it. Like, you might not make it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might not make it the first two times. Do you give up? Do you not give up? You know? But regardless, everything takes work. And I feel like, I'm not that old, but there's a younger generation behind me. Not everyone there understands that concept. So I really stress that when I talk to them about things like that. Just put the work in.
Yeah, a lot of people don't get that, man. A lot of people don't realize that even though it get hard, it's not impossible. But nothing worth having ain't easy.
Exactly. You know, I saw, this is related. I saw a clip, you know, Steve Harvey, right?
He
has Family Feud now.
Yeah.
I actually saw a video of him talking to the audience and everybody on a commercial break. He gave like a couple minute speech. And it was pretty powerful and real. Like, he basically said, and I'm going to paraphrase, whatever, but he's like, if you're chasing a dream, whatever it is, blah, blah, you got to work through it. But then you get to the top of the mountain, you have to jump. You have to take that leap. And then he said, he goes, I got news for you.
you're going to hit the ground that first time. You're not going to fly. It's what you do after that that will propel you or not. And I thought, wow, like, this is a guy who's been famous for so long. And he still remembers, like, yeah, you're going to fail hard at the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's just resharpen your teeth and get your tough skin and move forward, right?
Yeah, because you want it. And one thing also, too, about Steve Harvey, though, before he made it, man, he was homeless for 3 years, sleeping in his car. Really? Yeah, man.
I know that's a common thing. I just didn't know he was one of them.
Yeah, he was really down bad. But like I said, he didn't. When he finally got up, you know, he built his team around him. He put his people on.
Yeah, yeah. But he also, you know, hooked up with a good crew. Like,
yeah,
they did that movie. All those guys are so funny. All of them, right? Like Theo Hughley, Cedric Dinatel, like this. Just like an all-star team together, pretty much.
Oh, the Kings of Comedy? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they all did comedy together, and they came up famous together, like, you know, somewhat.
And that's the thing. Like, they all friends, though. That's the funny part about it. Right. Even though they was on tour together, they all friends.
Yeah. They probably remember each other from the clubs, getting paid $10 to do a spot, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm lucky I'm not going to be homeless. Like, I work or, like, I have parents I can stay with and things like that. I can't imagine being, like, that low. You know what I mean? Like, to do that? But then again, that's what gives you the hunger to push for it. And in the comedy's case, or music, like, that's what will give you the good material. Because you have struggles. You know? If you notice, a lot of them become less funny after they are rich for a while.
Yeah, I feel like... To me, I feel like that, you know, when they get to a certain status, a lot of stuff that they was joking about, they're not living it no more. So it's almost like exactly. You take the hunger, I will say, away from them. Like, they ain't hungry no more.
Yeah, and they can't relate to the average person, right? Like, what are you going to complain about, your Ferrari breaking down? Or getting a flat tire? People are like, yeah, screw you, I don't have a Ferrari. I don't even have a house worth that much, right?
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now you got rich jokes. You ain't got them. You ain't got them. I ain't making jokes yet no more. So
yeah. So you gotta either adapt or I don't know, hire writers. But you can't exactly be like, yeah, I took a shower with sewer water yesterday because everyone knows you're rich. So you gotta find other ways to be funny, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what makes them. So great and successful, they keep finding new ways to keep going for so long,
and that's what it's about. I feel like there's nothing wrong with, you know, rebranding yourself,
sure,
finding different avenues to put yourself in.
100%, and you develop, you change over the years. You're not the same person at 30 that you are at 20. You're not the same person at 40 that you are at 30. You know, you go through things in life, like your brain, you change, like the way you think, things you like, things you don't like, all that's going to factor in. And if in terms of comedy or something like that, for example, you're getting better and better writing jokes every year, right? So you're not going to write the jokes you wrote when you were 20, when you were new and bombing every night. You're better at it now. So, you know, you just adapt.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know. You want to be able to roll with the punches because things may not always stay the same. And it's always good to have a backup plan.
Sure. I mean, in certain cases like that, you know, you get to start hosting Price is Right or Family Feud, you're good, right? You're done. You just keep doing that forever and you're good to go.
Oh, man.
Only one person gets that job, right?
Yeah.
Out of the thousands that are out there.
Yeah, until he say he don't want to do it no more, you know.
Exactly.
Because, hey, my hat go off to him, man. He working hard out there.
Yeah, for sure. Like, none of this is easy for most of these people. It just seems like it's easy because people only... He also said, you're always famous before you're rich. He's like, people started knowing who I was and they started... My friends started asking me to fly me here, fly me there, let me come see you. And he's like, I don't have any money yet. people just know who I am. He's like, the money comes later. Probably because you got to pay back all these people that you invested in you on the way up, right?
Yeah, they always say you get the fame before you get the money in.
right. So hopefully it's good fame.
Hey,
you know, you're not known for bad reasons.
Yeah, they say all publicity ain't good publicity. So,
you know, I do believe that actually.
Yeah, man.
I do believe unless you do something really terrible or illegal.
Yeah, you could be out here trending for something stupid. You know what I'm saying? So,
definitely half of Instagram or anybody famous from, like, look at the Kardashians. They literally do nothing.
Yeah. They're
billionaires.
Yep.
Right? So they're just like literally famous for being stupid. I mean, they're rich for being stupid.
And that's
but it works. Like, yeah. I give them credit because they're billionaires.
Hey, I would love to be just, hey, can I get a cameo? Just let me walk on and off the screen.
Seriously, yeah.
So, can I get a piece of the pie? Can I just take out the trash? Show me taking out the trash.
You gotta release the sex tape first, then they'll care about
the trash or not. They'll be like, who is this guy? Who is this guy right here? Like, how did he get on set?
Exactly. Just make sure you have the right person you're doing it with, and then you'll get noticed. And then they'll care when you take out the garbage. Right yeah. Now, no one cares. You do it probably every day, right? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Another thing.
Like those,
what'd you about to say?
No, I was going to say, it's like those people, you know, like my 600-pound life or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, those shows, they're 600-700 pounds, these people, and then they lose some weight, and they walk to the front door on their own, and, like, the news is there. And it's like, I walk to the front door every day.
Horrible.
Like, the news is never there.
Horrible. But see, you know what's funny about the celebrities? I wouldn't want to... I'm not saying I wouldn't want to be famous or be a celebrity, but I wouldn't want to live like that. I wouldn't want to be able to not go to the store. I like going to the store.
Okay, so here's the thing with that. 100% I would rather be, like, just have money and not fame. It's always better because no one knows who you are. It's perfect.
Yeah.
But I will say this, and this is what bothers me about people. When they get famous, they start complaining. If you're chasing a dream that involves you, like fame is a byproduct of that, you understand that that's going to happen. So if you don't want that, don't chase it.
I can agree with you on that.
You know, like, if you want to be a CEO, no one will know your name. Just no problem. Perfect. Go get the CEO job. You'll still make $7 million a year, same as those people. But if you want to be that famous rapper or a pop artist, people are going to recognize you. They're going to wait outside the washroom to get your autograph. They're going to do all that stuff. Don't chase it. It comes with the territory. I personally wouldn't bother someone famous. Like, every time I run into someone, I try not to, or at least not make a scene or whatever, because I understand, like, I probably wouldn't want to be bothered to let the guy enjoy his drink or her or whatever. But not everyone's like that. People are crazy, and they're going to approach you with a million cameras, yelling, you know? And it comes with it.
Yeah, they can't even walk in the mall or go to right. They can't go to the movies. Like, you can't live a normal life. It's like...
No.
It's like you're a prisoner of your own fame.
It is. It is like that, but... You have your own movie theater in your house, so you don't need to go to the movies.
Ain't nothing like it, though. It ain't nothing like being out in the...
I guess.
I don't know. I'm a city dude, man, so I gotta be outside.
Yeah, I get it, but, like... That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to expect that could at least happen.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, I do get it. I get it.
You know. But then you have a guy like Keanu Reeves who rides the subway. Normal. It's everybody. He's a huge star. How does he not get, like, mob photographs every minute?
You know why? I'm gonna tell you why. Because he don't dress flashy. He dresses normal. So you would think he's a college student.
Yeah, I know he has that kind of look. But, like, I mean, he's still Keanu Reeves. Like, don't you think he would recognize? Like, he's a famous face.
No, he does have a famous face. But, like I said, when he dresses, because he dresses so he dresses down. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then. Because of the way he dresses, people, he not flashy with it. Like, somebody flashy and you a superstar. Yeah. everybody gonna be like, oh, there you go, there you go, oh, there you go, right there. Why he riding? You would make a situation on a train. You might not make it off the train. So,
right, you know, and that's the other thing, though. So those people that complain about that, like, you're wearing like sunglasses that are worth the entire like train's wardrobe. Like, you're wearing things that nobody has, like the average person. You're walking with an entourage. Of course people are going to crowd around you and see what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Right? If you're a guy like Keanu Reeves, stay low-key, then maybe you have a chance of not getting bothered as much. So I feel like they bring it on themselves, you know? It's like a girl wearing a shirt with, like, cleavage popping out. And it's like, why are you looking there? Like, why are you showing them like that? They're, like, touching your chin. Where am I supposed to look?
That is true.
Like, you want me to look there, or you wouldn't be wearing that shirt, right?
Yeah, you can't ask for why you got the attention and you don't want to cause of it.
Exactly. And I'm not, like, in that specific situation, I wouldn't stare. But I'm just saying, obviously, like, how am I not going to look there at least once, right?
Yeah.
Any human, even girls will look there.
What you...
Two in your face, huh?
Speaking of girls, what you think about the OnlyFans? You ever heard of the OnlyFans?
Yeah, I know of it.
What do you think about that?
Isn't it just like girls like either talking? Well, I guess girls and guys, but talking dirty, sending pictures and videos for money and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that all it is?
Yeah.
I mean, you can achieve the same thing if you just meet someone normal and not like,
exactly
start dating them, right? Or yeah. At least you have to date them. But
well, that's the thing. Like nowadays, like. I've had, like, they get so, these women so bold now where I've had some even hit me up and was like, oh, go subscribe to my OnlyFans. I'm not subscribing to your OnlyFans. I'm not about to be sending you no money for no old pictures. What the heck I'm going to do with some pictures?
Yeah.
Hey, get out of here with that.
You're right. And if you meet a girl, normal, somewhere, 5 conversations in, probably, you can have the same conversation that you would have there anyways. Like, just put a little bit of time in, especially now. Like you said, girls are way more open than before.
Yeah. Oh, man. You
never need to really put time in, right?
Oh, you ain't never lied, man. We ain't even got enough time on this episode to talk about that. that had to be a part 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah. We'll do a whole series. That's fine with me. There's lots of material for that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, man. I got too many stories, dog. I'm trying to tell you.
That sounds good, actually. I'm down if you are.
Hey, we might have start a new partnership.
Okay.
But yeah, so
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. It's crazy because and this is, like I said, this is what I love to do, man. I love to convert. I love to converse to get different aspects on whatever's going on right now. You know.
Yeah, different perspectives. People.
Yeah.
See things in their stories, right?
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, that's the main reason why I love to hear about people's stories, because, man, you be thinking people had a okay ride to wherever they at right now, but some people, man, been struggling. Some people got an easy road, and some people don't. Like for the podcast, right? Like for your podcast, what made y'all want to have to do a podcast together? Like, who was the brains? Like, who came to who and was like, look, this is what we're gonna do, you shut the hell up, and this is what we're doing?
So it's definitely me, because my co-hosts have no brains. Nah, just kidding. I touched on it briefly, but like I said, I got more creative over the years, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like I need an outlet. So I started, like, thinking of jokes, like, okay, you know what, I just started writing them, like, in my phone. Let me just keep these here, right? Who knows what I'll do with them? And then, like, they get more and more and more, right? And then then I meet at this comedian, that comedian, I go to shows all the time, I'm always listening to comedy and stuff like that. A guy that I used to play soccer with, I've known him for, like, over 20 years, he's been a comic for, like, over 20 years, so I guess he must have started when I met him, you know, and, like, I'm like, you're gonna be my first guest, because I know you the longest, like, let's go. But I told these guys, like, you guys do comedy, let's promote local. Toronto, let's start here. Keep it small and see what happens. Like, just do it for fun. Here's a dynamic I'm thinking of. Let's sit down. I kind of, like, orchestrated it, put it together. And, like, I talk to most. Maybe that's probably obvious to you now. between the three of us. So I kind of, I thought honestly that my co-host, like one of the, this guy Jesse, I thought he was going to be the host originally. I'm like, you host, I'm going to be quiet because I'm not the comic, and I'll just throw in comments whenever I feel like it, and I'll try to make them as terrible as possible so people know, like, every time I talk, it's going to be an offensive shit, right? But ended up, like, he's like, no, you host it. So I'm like, okay. So I started thinking about, like, okay, how do I want this to go? And it just grew from there. And I'm like, okay, here's my layout. What do you guys think? And then we tweaked it. Let's do it, like, this way, that way. And just, we're like, let's just put one down on, let's just record it. If it sucks, we'll delete it. Let's just practice one and see how it goes. And we just kept it. I'm like, you know what? Forget it. People understand it's the first episode. It might not be perfect. And we'll, the audience will, like, and we'll just grow as we grow. And now there's, like, a factual flow. And everyone knows. Like, they know I'm the host. I address. I ask the questions. They chime in whenever they feel like it. And we just try to insult each other the whole way through while we're doing these other topics. And it's like that. So pretty much, I have creative control in the sense of, like, a lot of them are my ideas, but I always ask them for input, and anytime they have good ideas, I put it in there. So it's still a joint unit. It sounds like I'm the main guy because I host, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, because a lot of times, too, when it comes, to the podcast, you want everybody to be all in. But also, things do happen, though. Like, sometimes you'll have, people that was with you, and they might leave.
Yeah, and I thought about that, too. And for me, it'd be something I'd want to keep going. These guys seem to be all in, anyways. Sometimes, like, one of them might be on the road for the weekend, and I don't want to miss recording, so then, like, just two of us will do it. And we'll just say, this guy's on the road, so he's not here today. So he just can't fight back. We make fun of him. That's the only difference, pretty much. But I also find, like, how you think it's going to go, once you hit record and start doing episode after episode, it might not go that way, but it kind of goes into its own form.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, okay, this is who we are. Like, it just evolves into this. So let's just keep it rolling. Because that's what's most natural. So I feel like it'll come across better. Because, like, especially with comedy, honesty is everything, right? If what you're speaking about is true, something you really believe in, it's going to come across way funnier. And I've heard people mention that before, and I have, but I recently experienced it on one of our episodes. So, like, sometimes I'll have, like, a joke that I know I want to say it in advance, right? So I'll kind of make a note of it. Yeah. And I'll throw these jokes in here and there. But there's one episode where someone brought something up, and I kind of went on, like, a 3 or 4 minute rant of how this particular thing pisses me off. The feedback, then I'm like, sorry, let's get back on topic. The feedback was all like, oh, that was so funny that we talked about that. And that was not scripted or anything. It was just because I literally just went off. Like, I hate when this happens, blah, blah. And it's because it was honest and real. And I'm like, oh, I actually, like, felt what people said was the case. And I'm like, now I know for sure. So I feel like honesty is good for everything you do.
Yeah, it's always good to know how things got started. Because, like, for me, too, before I started the podcast, I was supposed to actually do it with a friend. And it never came, it never happened. So that's how I ended up going solo. But I knew I still wanted to do it because I dreamed about it. And I said, you know what? I got to make this dream a realization.
Yeah.
So I picked out a name and then I just started recording. And as I kept going through my recordings, I was learning more. I'm still learning. You can never know everything about the game.
Maybe 20 years in, you're still going to learn something, right?
It's always evolving. So you just got to be able to be like, you know what? All right, I can do this. And if you're going to do it, just be willing to learn. Always be willing to learn.
Yeah, always open mind. I mean, if you don't have any humble and if you're not humble and don't have any humility, you're not going to get far anyways.
You're not.
To be honest, but, you know, there's some freedom in what you're doing too, right? Because you're doing it by yourself, so now you can do it when you want, how you want.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah, it's nice to have partner with you and stuff like that. Like, I like having co-hosts. But it's true. If they're both not available, then what? I can't record that week. I get stuck, even though I'm available.
Or you could still record. You just have to have a guest. And then you could just keep... That way you keep the momentum going. You know.
Right. I could do it that way, for sure. But it changes the dynamic a bit, right? Because usually it's someone coming into our setting. So they know they're coming into the three of us.
Yeah.
And they see us three making fun of each other. Right? Sometimes the guests, I meet them that day. Like, I feel bad making fun of them, but, like, that's just what we do on the show. I have to, like, apologize after. Say, hey, I was just doing that for the show. Like, I don't really... You know? So, if it's just me and a guest, I don't know. It's hard to... In our case, it's hard to insult them, right? In your case, you just interview them, and it's cool, right?
Yeah, I like, Well, and the reason why I said that is because I saw a podcast where it was three people. Like, they had a three-person podcast. And they all comedians. And sometimes two of them are there. Sometimes all three. But whenever somebody's not there, they'll rotate somebody out. Like, so say two of the three ain't there. Then the one person who is still there, he'll have, like, either a guest or somebody else he know, one of his boys might fill in. Something like that. And he'll just keep on recording all week, so, you know, people get the content.
You know what? And now that we're forced to kind of go remotely, because before it was also about, can everybody get to my house by this time, you know?
Yeah.
Now that we're going to find a new platform to do it all remotely, that is totally an option. Now I can do it no matter what. Once I set that up. I've just been occupied with some other things, that's all. But we're going to get back on the horse soon and bring out some new content.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing, too, about when you first start out, you never want to leave them guessing. Because when you first start out, you're still trying to build your audience. So they want to see if you could be consistent, how you going to handle it.
Yeah. Like I said, I think people are more forgiving, especially because they know, like, kind of professional... nationally broadcast these shows, right? Everyone's podcast is just people chatting, really. So they're more forgiving with... I do think consistency is still good. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not disagreeing. I just feel like people are like, yeah, it's people like us, right? I'm never going to be perfect. The sound might not be good. Or, like, perfect that episode. They missed a week. Like, things happen, right?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to have some ups and downs, you know?
Yeah, and people will understand. And you can just explain it on the next episode when you start it. You know, family emergency missed last week. Sorry, guys. Like, we're back now. You know? Whatever it is.
Yeah, that's cool. Well.
Especially the... Go ahead.
No, what you about to say?
I was going to say, especially like the bigger you get, right? More opportunity might come up. You might be like, oh, I have to like have a part in a movie now. I can't record this Monday, so we're going to miss this week. The more and more famous people get, she becomes successful over it.
Yeah. I feel like, I always feel that you're one episode away from getting the exposure you want. And you know, what I mean by that is, I feel like that once you get that certain guest, like say it's a guest and... they got a real huge following. That's all you need. Because once they put it on their platform, it's a wrap. Your episode going to do numbers that week. And you just got to make sure that you got some good connection. And y'all really do flow. And next thing you know, they'll tell people about you. And
yeah.
It's all true.
And that's a really good way to look at it, actually. Like what you said there. You're one episode away from... you know, getting some more exposure. It's true. You never know which one's
going to
be the one.
Yeah. It, I mean, it could even be a smaller person not a smaller person. It could be somebody even with a smaller audience that could put you on the map, because their following may not be in the millions, but if it's in the hundreds of thousands, that could be all you need too. Because all you got, if that interview is good, they gonna tell somebody, and if they put it on their social media, somebody else gonna find out about it, and then you good. But as long as you keep on networking, man, you'll run into the right people.
Yeah, the right hashtag, you know, even a few hundred followers, right?
Yeah.
This person tells another person, like, I didn't know about this, but this guy's really funny, or this guy has really good interviews, whatever, like, check it out. Next thing you know, like, oh, we gotta smoke a joint and listen to it with these guys. Like, now it's a group thing. And then, you know, things can happen. And you don't even know. You just see your views go up a bit. It's not even because you're there when they're talking about it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, I don't know. I want to find out, like, what are my numbers on Spotify? I don't know, because I don't see it. But I would like to know, because I think most of my listeners are on Spotify. And I just...
You don't show an analytics board or anything?
I got to check. Yeah, I got to check.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you should have I'm the wrong person to ask about this, but... like, on YouTube, we have analytics. I can see... most views, what time, which episodes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, I'm gonna definitely check that out.
On the creator's dashboard, it's gotta be there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely check it out.
Yeah.
But Mike, I want to thank you for joining me. Let people know where they can follow you and your podcast.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This was great. It's the Hangout on YouTube. There's actually a few podcasts with that name, unfortunately. It just really fit our thing. And the logo is like a guy in a bathrobe. It's a drawing with a giant censored the black square right where it needs to be, if you want to say it that way. So look for that logo, I guess. So we're on there. I did put some episodes on SoundCloud, but I'm going to start expanding to... Spotify, Anchor, all that stuff. But we're the Hangout.
Well, I want to thank you again, man, for coming up to chill with me and vibe with me. I'm your host, Rashad. I
appreciate the invite.
Yes.
It was a good conversation. I'm ready for part 2 when you are.
Yeah, no doubt. You definitely will be back, man.
Okay, sounds good, man.
Take care.
All right, thank you.